Welcome to the Thursday, June 7th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am reporting today from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a quick wrap-up of IPv6 Day. Really not much to report here, which is a good thing. Many sites participated as announced and offered Quad A in addition to A records for their websites. Connectivity appeared to be working well. I haven't heard really any complaints about issues with IPv6 at IPv6 Day. Personally, I did run a couple of experiments, and as expected, IPv6 sometimes was a little bit slower. Sometimes browsers just fell back to IPv4 without really causing too much of a corruption of the experience in connecting to these websites. I'm going to assemble a little bit of traffic summary of what we saw at the ISC website. Initially, it looked like we got actually a significant increase in IPv6 traffic over the last couple of days. But with that, let's move on to leaked passwords. LinkedIn leaked something like 6.5 million users' passwords. At least that's what was dumped to public websites. Only the password hash was included in these files. But of course, one can just imagine that more passwords and probably usernames as well are probably leaking using the same vulnerability. LinkedIn confirmed that the passwords are theirs, but that they don't necessarily know yet how they leaked, which of course is somewhat concerning as it may indicate that the leak is still happening. We had a number of people confirm that they found their own password hashes in the file, in particular of sort of larger custom passwords, which are likely theirs. Recommendation at this point is to change your password on LinkedIn. Of course, you may have to do that again once LinkedIn actually fixes the underlying problem. If you shared that password with other sites, or if you use the same password to log in, let's say your webmail system, you probably want to change that too and stop that practice. Two quick lessons here. If you are a user of websites, use a different password for each website. I do recommend one of those password-safe applications to do that. And if you run a website, hash with a salt, use a long salt, use the username, use the email address as a salt, and probably you want to use something else than a simple SHA-MD5 hash to actually calculate the hash. In addition, I would hope that more websites would offer two-factor authentication, like via something simple like Google Authenticator. There's also a rumor that passwords got leaked from eHarmony, but at this point I haven't been able to verify this. And then a little bit more about the unauthorized Microsoft certificate that was used to sign components of the FlameWorm. Apparently, it turns out that they didn't just use a fake certificate, but also did some MD5 collisions on the signed binaries. Now, with Microsoft usually uses SHA-1 for its own signatures. However, the process of verifying the signatures does allow for MD5. So this is why the weaker algorithm was still usable. And I think yesterday I mentioned that Google announced that it will notify users that are targeted by state-sponsored malware. We got a couple of reports from users that saw this warning already. These users are typically part of sort of trusted sharing mailing lists, and they use their Google email accounts for email received from these lists. What probably happened in this case is that on the list they exchanged samples of this particular malware, which then triggered the warning. Best I can tell at this point, the warning is triggered if Google detects a piece of malware being sent to your Gmail account that is typically associated with state-sponsored attacks. So, for example, if you received a copy of Flame, Stuxnet, whatever, even after the actual attack was big news, Google may flag your account as being attacked. And looks like Mitt Romney's email and Dropbox account got compromised using a compromise very similar to what happened to Sarah Palin in the last election. If you remember, Sarah Palin's Yahoo Mail account was hacked due to the weak password reset questions that she had set up. In Romney's case, one of the articles mentioned that one of his password reset questions was his favorite pet. And the answer to this question led to the compromise of his Hotmail and Dropbox account. The investigation is evidently still ongoing, so not really sure how much damage was done and if the account was breached. Just if you run for president, please don't use one of these free accounts. Set up your own server and secure it. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.